Okay, here we go. The last perek in Sefer Yirmiyahu and Perek Nun Beis, as we continue with the Sefer. And this last perek tells the same story that was told at the end of Sefer Malachim, the end of Perek Chav Dalet, going through Perek Chav Hei, the Churban that actually occurs, and what happens to Tzidkiyahu, and what happens to the Jews that are left. There are differences between them, there are similarities, there are things that are left out in one that are said in the other. So we discussed this at length in that perek, in those prakim, in Lamed Dalan and Lamed Hei, Chav Dalan and Chav Hei. And here we go again, we'll learn about the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Says the Navi, Ben Esrim Ba'ach HaShana Tzidkiyahu B'malcho. Tzidkiyahu was 21 years old, the last king of Israel, the last king of Yehuda. He was the 21 years old when he became the king. And he was king for 11 years. And his mother was Chamutal Bat Yirmiyahu Milivna. And he did evil in the eyes of Hashem. Sidkio is one of those enigmatic figures that we don't know how to understand him. If you look here, it says Vayas Hara. That's pretty clear. Kochalash Rasa Yehoyakim, even comparing him to Yehoyakim, who we know was extremely evil. That is that. But the Gemara says in Sanhedrin on Taf Kuf Aleph that he saved his generation, right? Without him coming and Kuf Gimel. Without him doing what he needed to do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is Kuf Gimel Aman Aleph, L'hachzir es olam kulo l'toh v'avohu. Hashem wanted to return the world to Tohu Vavohu in the time this generation. Bishvil Doro Shel Tzidkiyahu, Nistaka B'Tzidkiyahu, V'Nizkara Daito. And his mind was appeased. Asked the Gemara, B'Tzidkiyahu Namiksiv Vayas Hara B'Nei Hashem, our Pasuk. And the Pasuk also appears in Malachim Beis. Shahaya B'Yad Olim Chaz V'Lo Micha. He could have protested more. So that's called Vayas Hara. But that's one. If you look in the psukim in Divrei Hayamim, it says he did ra, and it specifies two specific averos. So it sounds like he was righteous, except these two specific averos. Number one, he didn't listen to Yirmiyahu. Number two, he didn't keep his oath. V'gam b'melech Nebuchadnezzar morad asher ishbio be'elokim v'yakesh es arpo v'yameitz es levavu mishuv el Hashem Elokei Yisrael. So he didn't listen. That was the Averis. Those are pretty big ones. But that's what the Gemara says. But here the Pasuk says, Vayas hara b'nei Hashem, ki al af Hashem, ha'isoi b'Yerushalayim b'Yehuda. Hashem was angry about Yehuda and Yerushalayim. Ad ishlichu osam y'alpanav, until they were thrown out, as we have been speaking about for 52 prakim. Vayimro tzidkiyahu melech bavel, and he rebelled. Vayihi, here's the story again. Vayihi b'shana tishiyas l'malcho, earlier in the ninth year of his reign, right, 2.5 years before it was going to be over. B'shalomalcho, v'chodesh ha'asiri ba'osal ha'chodesh, in the winter. In the 10th month, 10th day, what we call Asara B'teves. Ba Nebuchadrezzar, Melech Bavel, Hu v'kol chelo al Yerushalayim, v'yachnu aleha, Nebuchadrezzar and his armies came and surrounded Yerushalayim, v'yivnu aleha dayeg saviv, they built a siege around it, and this was the siege that was going to be for 2.5 years, about 30 months or so, without any supplies or food going in. Asara B'teves is, obviously, this is the basis. They might not have known it at the time, that this was going to be something unique. Did they feel the difference at the time when they first came? But looking back, Chazal realized that this was the beginning of the end, and therefore it was a day to commemorate. And we know that this is one of the four fast days that have to do with the Churban Beis HaMikdash. The Abu Draham, again, we spoke about this back in Malachim 2, the Abu Draham, one of the Rishonim, even has a Shita that says it is so unique, so special, Asara B'teves, that if it would fall out on Shabbos, which it can't fall out on Shabbos, but if it would fall out on Shabbos according to our calendar, then we would fast even on Shabbos. It would be like Yom Kippur. Why? Because the Psukim in Yecheskel talk about this day, say, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. And that's where the Abu Draham in Seder Tfilas Tanios, Ve'afilu Ayachal B'Shabbos, Lo Hayecholom L'tchoso, L'yom Acher. Be'Bnei Shenemar Bo, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, K'mo B'Yom Akipurim. The Beis Yosef quotes it and just says, V'lo Yadati Minayin Lozeh. I have no idea where he got this from. No idea where he got this from. So again, there are different pshatim given. Others argue, all the other Rishonim, right? Rashi and Megillah says Beferish against the Abu Drama. We might not paskin this way, but it is important to think about what exactly makes it different and what is unique about it and what is the message of Asara B'teves. So many point out that it's the beginning. Beginnings are crucial. Beginnings are defining. Rabbi Yosef Engel writes in his commentary to Masechta Shabbos on Daf Chaf Aleph, right? That's the answer to why you needed the Nes. of Hanukkah, right? Why do you need the nace, right? Tumah Hocha B'Tzibur, as all the Achronim ask. So he says, Tumah Hocha B'Tzibur is very well and good on the day-to-day activities in the Beis HaMikdash. But to start off, to be Machanich, the Beis HaMikdash again, with a Bidyeved, with that you can't do. Beginnings are defining. And that's even, which we'll get to with Hashem soon, but that's why Rabbi Yochanan held that we should fast on the 10th of Av, not on the 9th of Av, because most of the burning happened on the 10th of Av. But what do we say? We say that the ninth of Av. Why? Because you go by Aschalta to Paranusa Adifa, says the Gemara in Tainus Chavtes. You go by the beginnings, so Asar B'Teves is the beginning. And we should always remember how important beginnings are, and that is one of the reasons and the uniquenesses of Asar B'Teves. Again, there's more, but we will leave that for now. Good. Let's continue. So they're on the 10th day of this month, so that's when they came in and they besieged the city. Vatavo ha'ir b'matzor ad ashti esrei shana lebelasut kyo, until his 11th year, right, 2.5 years later. B'chodesh, and what's the next step that happened? As we know, b'chodesh ha'revi'i b'tisha l'chodesh, the ninth month, Tammuz, the fourth month, and the ninth of the month. V'yechazak ha'rav ba'ir, the hunger got very fierce. Very fierce. V'lohaya lechem lamarth. How was it that it was 2.5 years? Why didn't they just attack us? They wanted us to get weak, or they tried to attack? The Yalkut in Eicha says they tried. Hashem gave us miraculous strength to try to hold them off, to give us another chance to do tshuva. The siege is already there, and still he's giving us another chance. Tough reish tes in Eicha. Kishaba oso rasha im hamalachim li Yerushalayim. Dimu lelachto bizman muat. They thought it would take a very little amount of time. Hakadosh Baruch Hu haya mechazek es anshe Yerushalayim ad b'shana hashlishis, until the third year of the siege. Ulai yachzeru b'tshuva. He's still hoping. V'hayu giborim b'Yerushalayim ad incheker v'yonochamim imakastim u'mapila mehem chalolim harbe. They fought the Babylonians. They fought them for 2.5 years. Until they were weakened and they weren't doing tshuva, and Hashem just brought the end. Vatibaka ha'ir, so on that day, one of the five tragedies of Shavasa B'Tammuz, Vatibaka ha'ir v'cholanshi ha'melchama yivrachu, everybody ran away. Vayetsu me'ir laila, derech shar ben achomotayim, they ran in between the walls, ashoa gana melech. Vayir devu chelkastim achrei ha'melech, they ran after him, vayasigo tzidkiyo, right, the anshi bavel caught tzidkiyo, even though he's running away. Ba'arvos yirecho, all the way towards near Yericho. So that's what Rashi quotes, not here. Rashi quotes back in Malachim Beis, in Perachafei Pasuk Dalet, that there was a tunnel that he was running away in. But Hashem wanted him to be caught, and therefore he had a deer run on top of the tunnel, and the deer led the armies of Nebuchadnezzar to exactly where Tzidkiyo was going to come out of the tunnel, and that's what happened. Matara holechas lebeis mi ma'ara holechas mi beiso ad arvos Yericho ubarach lo derech ma'ara v'kadosh baruch hu zimein tzvi holech al gag ha'ma'ara chutz la'ir, and they caught him right when he came out. There's no running away and getting out of the gzeira of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Evchol Chelo nafotsu mi'alav, and all of his armies went away. They all realized this was the end. Vayispus ha'melech, and again the terrible tragic story that they grabbed the king. Vayalu also al ha'melech bavel rivlasa, they bring him up to Nebuchadnezzar. What do you mean they brought him through Nebuchadnezzar? Wasn't Nebuchadnezzar there? It says Nebuchadnezzar came. So, a couple of different pshatim given exactly where he was. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Sadibav, says maybe he was even a little scared. He was scared. He knew the story of Sancheriv, the one that exiled the 10 tribes, right? He knew that story. He didn't want the same thing to happen. So maybe he sent his army, but he didn't go himself, right? That's what the Gemara describes in Tzadi Vav Mabez in Sanhedrin. He didn't want to go, and therefore, you know, until they actually brought the king and they brought him back to him, Nebuzradan, and then only then is he able to come. But he wasn't actually there. Vayidaber del mishpatim. When Tzadkiyah was brought to Nebuchadnezzar, he speaks to him mishpatim. What's mishpatim? The law, mishpatim, Rashi says, al sha'avar al shvua, you violated your oath, you gave me your word. What was the word? That's the Gemara in Nedarim, right? There's some type of oath given, maybe the pashas of the oath is that he rebelled against him. That's the pashas. You said you were going to be subservient, and you rebelled. There's a deeper idea the Gemara talks about in Sanhedrin Samechei, that one time Tzidkiyo found Nebuchadnezzar eating a live rabbit, arnava chaya, amar le, ishtavali delo maglis ilave. Swear to me that you're not going to reveal this. Velo tefag milsa. Ishtava, and he swore to him on Lasof, how they come. It starts at Gio Bagufe, Ichlash Vuase, and what happens? Gio went and got, was shoal on his neder, and on his shvua, and he said it. And Vuchanetzer heard about it, and there would be Mevazahim, or the Ben Yoyada here in Nedarim Samachay talks about what's so terrible of an achzari about eating a live rabbit, right? He killed hundreds of thousands of people. He eats a live rabbit. That's such a lashon hara. Okay, that has nothing to do with the enemy. That has to do with just nimusim. Maybe that's more why it's more embarrassing. Either way, he's very upset, and that was the violation of the shvuah. So when he comes to him, and the mishpat is read, so he says, "This is it. This is how you're going to be punished." So what does he do? Barbaric. Vayishchad melech bavel as bnei tzitkiyo leinav. He first has to watch his children slaughtered in front of his eyes. Vegames kalsara Yehuda shachat berivlasa, and all of his princes and all of his nobles, and he kept him alive to see it. Vesein tzitkiyo iver, and only after that he blinded him, and as if it was needed. Vayasriya banachushtayim, he's blind. What does he have to be enchained for? But he enchains him for embarrassment. Vayivyeo melech bavel bavela, and the king of bavel brings him to bavel. Vayitzneyu beveis abakudos ad yomoso, and he stays in jail until the day he died. What does that mean? What does that mean, until the day he died? So we had earlier in Perek Lamed Daled, Pasuk Hey, Yirmiyo says that Tzidkiyo is going to die b'shalom. This doesn't seem like he's dying b'shalom. B'shalom tamus, u'v'misrifos avosecha, malachim arishon v'ayel fanecha, ken yisrifu lach, you're going to get all the kavod afterwards. So what does this mean? So the Gemara says, Rashi quotes the Chazal over there, earlier, Lamed Daled Hey, that he was let out of jail, the day Nebuchadnezzar died, and the following day he died. So he got the covet. Amar Rabbeinu Shemes Nebuchadnezzar b'yamav. What does it mean? B'shalom Tamus. He will outlive Nebuchadnezzar. Shekoyim made Nebuchadnezzar lo yatzu asirav me'asirihem. Nebuchadnezzar never let anyone out of jail. Ukshemes Nebuchadnezzar yatzu tzidkiyom beiso asurim ulamachras meis v'kavruhu b'kavod. And that's what it's alluded to here. Ad yomoso. He was in jail until the day he died. So until the day who died. So maybe it's until the day that Nebuchadnezzar died. If it means the day he died, it means the day before. It means the day before. Bachodesh achamishi basa lachodesh. So now we've had Asara B'teves. We've had Shavasa B'tamuz. Also, I didn't mention the Gemara in Tainus and Daf Chav Ches, which discusses here it's on the ninth day. On the ninth day of Tammuz, a month before Tisha B'Av, while we know we fast on the 17th day. So the Gemara in Tainus Daf Chav Ches asks, what's going on here? So the Gemara says, Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni. Bayis Rishon was on the ninth. That's what it says here in Yirmiyo. Vayachazek ha-Rabba'ir, v'ksiv, basrei v'tibaka ha-ir, v'gomer. So it was on the ninth, not on the 17th. Amar Rava, lokasha, kam b'rishona, kam b'shnia. Tetanya, b'rishona, uvka ha-ir, b'tisha, b'tamuz, b'shnia, b'shiva, aser bo, ninth and the 17th. So why do we dafka go at the 17th and not by the 9th? So that's the Ritva there. The Ritva says, Bayis Sheni. Bayis Sheni is much more chomor. Bayis Sheni is what we've been in Galus for thousands of years, right? Not just the 70. Tekimat shechazra b'kiyah b'chodesh zeh b'shnia, i'efsher shalol l'sanos aleha. You can't not fast on the 17th. And v'ayadar kasha shizana b'tas bo u'b'yuzayin. It would be difficult. Chazal didn't want to enact that you have to fast twice in a week, besides Tzom Gedalia and Yom Kippur, but here, twice in a week for the Churban. V'kivet shechurban by Sheni haya evel chadosh, v'chamer luhutvei. It was a new avelus, and it was very chamur. So the Ramban says also, kavu hazo atzom bebekia shnia. V'apetchila v'fisha hayu yodim zeh, gazu atzom stam b'chodesh zeh. Earlier, like the Menchas Chinuch says later on, they weren't Messiah Yom Mesuyam. But once this happened, they were Messiah it. And also, we might add the other four tragedies that happened on Shavasa B'Tamuz, as the Mishnah says, at the end of Meseches Tainus, right? Which all work out. Again, all work out. There's no Ein Mazel Yisrael, the Gemara says, but the Ritva also at the end of Tainus says, except for Av and Adar. Except for Av and Adar. Okay, so we continue. So what happens after Tzidkiyo is taken? U'bachodesh hachamishi be'asol hachodesh. Now we have the fifth month on the 10th day. Hishnas shas reishana l'mechel Nebuchadnezzar melech bavel. In the 19th year of Nebuchadnezzar, that's when it happens. Here's Tisha B'Av. But again, it says be'asol hachodesh. What is this? Every time we're always off by a day, we're off by a week. Be'asol hachodesh. So that's the Gemara. That is known in Tainat and Avchav Tazim and Aleph, that really most of the burning happened on the 10th. But there was a process, says the Gemara, Chaf Tes, Amid Aleph, in Tainus. Charev Abayis, Barishona, Dechsif. Uvachodesh HaChamishi, B'Shev Alachodesh, Shasri Shana, Lamelech Nebuchadnezzar, Melech Bavel. On the seventh of the month, Bonavuz, Radon, Ravatapachin, Eben, Melech Bavel, Yushalam, Yisrov, Esmeth Hashem. Vixiv, and then, Ubach quotes our Pasik, on the 10th. So what's going on here? Bonavuz Radan, Ravatabacham Alvari, Melabavi Shalim, Vatanya. EF Shar, Beshiva, Shakfar, Nemer, Ba'asar. It says the 7th in Malachim, it says the 10th in Yirmiyo. VF Shalomar, Ba'asar, Shakfar, Nemer, Beshiva. Haketzan. It was a process. Beshiva, Nichlusu, Nachrim, Lahechal. On the 7th, they came in. Viachlu, Vikilkalu, Bo. Right, and what they do? They had merriment, and they defiled. They spiritually destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Shvi v'shmini for 2 days. Chi sabach l'chashecha, on the ninth, as it was getting dark, he tisa bo asa'or, they lit the fire by Yahdolik, v'holech kala yom kulo, and it went the whole next day on the 10th. V'haydan dam Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Yochanan we mentioned earlier, ilmali ha'yisi boso adar, lo kavativ ela ba'asiri, v'bnei sherubo, shel heichal shebo, nisraf. The most of the heichal was burned on the 10th, and therefore I would have been misaking it on that day, because that's when it mostly happened. Fascinating question of the Achronim, again, not in the Rishonim, trying to put this Rabbi Yochanan together with Rabbi Yochanan and Baba Kama of Eishem Mishem Chitzav. If you say Eishem Mishem Chitzav, and always goes by when you shot the arrow, right, like the Nemuki Yosef's usage of Eishem Mishem Chitzav, how could a woman light Shabbos candles on Friday if every fire that you light is like your arrow, so it's like you're shooting an arrow, it's like you're lighting a fire on Shabbos, how is that allowed? So the Nemuki Yosef says there in Baba Kama, in the Chafs, that it's connected to you, but it's not like you're lighting it every second. It's mitzurif to your original act. So that's Eishem Mishem Chitzav according to Rabbi Yochanan. So the Achronim ask, how do you put that together with this Rabbi Yochanan? This Rabbi Yochanan says that I would have been koveya the fast on the 10th day because that's when most of the burning happened. So he can give an answer. Here we're not talking about with the whose power, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, lit it on fire, so to speak, through the Bavel. Here we're just talking about when did most of the tragedy happen. Most of the tragedy happened on the 10th, and that's why Rabbi Yochanan says to do it on the 10th, but we still go to Aschalta to Paranusa Adifa. Okay, either way, so what happens? Vayisrov is based Hashem is based on Melech, Nuvizradon comes in, Nuvizradon, the Rabba Tabachim, who killed so many Jews, so the Gemara in Gittin talks about how many killed, hundreds of thousands. He was the one that saw the blood of Zechariah burning. We have a whole kina about this, and he keeps killing more Jews and more Jews and more Jews to try to get it to stop bubbling, until finally he says, Zechariah, what do you want me to kill all of them? You want me to kill every last one? The blood stops boiling, and Avizradan is so inspired that he can't believe, he's so scared, that for shedding one life, so many people are killed, he's shed so many, and he goes, and the Gemara says that he ran away, and he became a Jew. Unbelievable. But either way, here we're talking about his terrible, wicked days. Vayisrof is Beis Hashem, is Beis HaMelech. The Beis HaMikdash is burned down. The Beis HaMelech, the king's house. Veskol Batei Yerushalayim. Veskol Beis HaGadol. Sarah Beish. What's Beis HaGadol? So Rashi quotes the Machlokas from Maseches Megillah. Shuls or Batei Medrash. Batei Knesses or Batei Medrash. That is what's burned. And we need both of them. But Torah and Tefillah, you can't live without either one. You can't say one is more important. Right? The Ber Hetev, we've quoted this in the past. The Ber Hetev in Hilchos Tefillah, Simen Peites, quotes the Rokeach. Tamar Chacham Shebitel Tefillah B'Shvil Limudo Afilu Lamad Kol Hayom V'La Acherim. If you're Mevatel Tefillah because of your learning, Ma'aleh Alav Akasav Ki Lo Lamad Oso Hayom. Hashem takes away your learning. Right, that's not what this is about. We don't have anybody who is Torasso Umnaso, who is on that level of Shurim Bayachai. So we need to daven and we need to learn, and that's what Beis HaGadol, every Beis HaKnesses, every Beis HaMedrash in the entire Yerushalayim was wiped out and burned to the ground. But it was Radon and the conquering armies above it. There's Kolchomos Yerushalayim Saviv, and all the walls. Natsu Kolchel Kastim. Right, they broke the walls. Why they have to break the walls? The city was already gone. Why they have to break the walls? Just Lahachis. Right, they broke it to be Mevayesh. Eskol Asher Esrava Tabachim. Umidalasam Yesram and Isharim. There's a couple of remnants of the nation that's left. And that fell, Nebuzradan brings them. Heglu Nebuzradan Rav Tabachim. Umidalas Aretz Yeshir Nebuzradan Rav Tabachim. Look, Carmen Uliogvim, a couple of agricultural Jews, he left there because they're going to be needed. They're going to be needed for the Babylonian Empire. So therefore he leaves them there. But the other ones he took and he killed them. Vesamudi anachoshes, and they take all of the raw materials. So they don't take all of the kelim. They melt them down. They destroy them. What happened? All the mechonos and the yam, all of the kelim that was so beautifully described in Sefer Malachim Aleph that took so long to build, they broke in a minute. Shibru kastim takes much longer to build something than to break something. Vayisuas kol nechushtam bavela, they carry back all the copper. Vesasiros, vesayomes, amizamros, everything, all the kelim were taken to, was taken to Bavel. Vesasipim, vesamachtos, vesamizrakos, vesasiros, vesaminoros, it was all taken. Ha'amudim shtayim, and the Navi goes through listing off a lot of the copper instruments and a couple of new ones. Either way, it's all taken. And then Pasach Hafei, Imin Ha'ir, Lokach Saris Echad, Shurhaya Pakid, Veshiva Anashim, he takes seven of the nobles. Elsewhere it says five. Have to figure out how to put those together. And he takes Veikach Chosam Nuvus Radan Rabba Tabachim, and he takes them, Vayolach Chosam HaMelech Pavel Ravas, and again he takes them. Included was, I skipped in Pasach Havdalet, Saraya. We just had Saraya in the last parak. Saraya Kohen Arosh, Vesfanya Kohen HaMishnah, and he takes them, and he massacres them. Pasach HaZayin, Vayakach Chosam Melech Bavel, Vayimisim, Barivla, Beretz Chamas, and he sent the rest of the Jews into Gullus. This is it, and then the Navi describes how various other numbers, question about the Rishonim discuss, how many Jews were actually left, different recordings, in Divrei Hayamim, in Yirmiyahu, in Malachim, so you have to put them all together exactly when things happened. And the Navi just ends off, though, with a little bit of Nechama. Vayhi b'shloshim v'sheva shana, l'galas Yehoyachin melech Yehuda, in the 37th year of the Galus, when Yehoyachin went into exile, b'shnei masar chodesh b'asrim b'chamisha l'chodesh, nasa, what happens on the 25th day of the 12th month? What is that? Chaf hei adar. Nasa evel merodach melebavel b'shnas malchuso, esrot Yehoyachin, evel merodach, the son of Nuchanetzar, takes Yehoyachin out of jail, vayotzi osomi beis hakalu, and he gives him some kavod. Right? Chazal say, Kasher, he did tshuva. Did tshuva, the Gemara Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Zayin, Lamed Ches, he did tshuva in jail, and he was even Zohar Devasan, who was going to lead Klal Yisrael, Zerubbabel, in the next generation. But this was Yehoyachin. But here it says the 25th day of Adar. If you look back in Malachim, it says the 27th day of Adar. So either you say maybe he died once, and then the Kfura took place a couple of days later, all the Kavod, but Chazal also say that Evel Merodach was a little nervous, because after his father died, once earlier in history, he went, and Nebuchadnezzar went to live with the animals for a while, right? And then he came back, and when he saw his son had taken over the Malchus, either Evel Merodach's brother, he killed him, or it was Evel Merodach himself, and he put him in jail. He wanted to make sure his father was dead this time. And therefore, after he died, he took him out of the kever, and he dragged his body throughout the streets to make sure he was dead, and that's why the 25th and the 27th, both of those days. But either way, afterwards, he takes Yehoyachin out, and according to what we said before, he also took Tzidkio out. Tzidkio dies the next day. Yehoyachin does not die the next day, but he is fed every day from the table of the king of Bavel. He gives him some kavod, and that's what happens kol yemei chayav all of his life. So we end off by a little bit of the Churban happening, but it's a little bit on the upswing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu at least giving us a little bit of chizik at the end, that even though Yirmiyahu is so difficult and a heavy sefer to learn, it's a sefer that we need to learn the messages of it, and to take it with us. The Sefer Chassidim, just to end off, in Reis Samach Aleph, we might have started with this also back in the Hakdama, the Sefer Chassidim says, whenever there's a sefer that people don't learn, you have to try to learn it. And we have to try to get the most out of it. And that's what the Sefer Chassidim says about Moed Katan. In Moed Katan, many people don't like to learn Moed Katan because it's all about Avelus. And therefore, I'm going to stay away. But says the Sefer Chassidim, Ehov lecha esa mitzvah adom alameis mitzvah. Shein la'oskim. Do the mitzvah that nobody's doing. Kegon shetira mitzvah bezuya. O Torah shein la'oskim. Kegon shetira shebnei ircha lomdim moed v'seder nashim til moed seder kachim. Right, v'im tira shein choshem lomad moed katan, uperek mishem esu, ata talamdein, v'tikabal schar gadol k'neged kulam, k'im dugmas meis mitzvah. It's like a meis mitzvah, if you're learning something that nobody else learns. So Baruch Hashem, we have this chus of learning Sefer Yirmiyahu, a Sefer that maybe is not as popular as some of the other Sfarim, especially as compared to some of the other, stories. But again, as we saw, Yirmiyahu has, besides all the nevuos, the powerful nevuos of what's going to happen. We see the power of Hashem telling the Navi beforehand what's going to happen, what's going to happen with the other nations, what's going to happen with the Klal Yisrael, and there are so many mistakes that we're still making. And until we have the Beis HaMikdash, like Chazal say, until we have a Beis HaMikdash, it's Ki'ilu, the Churban happened in our day, so maybe this is the most appropriate Sefer for us to be studying in order to get the Beis HaMikdash back. Baruch Hashem, Hadron Alach, Yirmiyahu, Be'ed Hashem, at some point soon we will be starting Sefer Yechezkel, which is the next on our list in our travels through Nevi'im.